Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
What's wrong, Benny?
I don't know what I'm going to say next.
You don't know what you're
going to say. I have no idea. You know what I am going to say?
What are you
going
to say?
I'm going to say that at 8 p.m. we have Homo Helpline.
Oh, well, thanks for that. You look, you know what's distracting me?
It's these white, the room's full of white bows.
Bows,
and
yeah.
Ribbons.
I think,
and there's white balloons
it
everywhere.
It says baby shower.
Because.
And I'm just looking at Kathy, you through a white bow.
Yeah, I've got to take the bow off. I can't do.
We need scissors.
I've got bow constriction of the humor gland.
A 12-year-old boy in an Ohio school.
Ohio.
Has been hospitalized.
Like? Really?
Yes, because his classmate decided to stick a pencil up his butt. Well, he actually didn't stick it in, like, up his butt, but he kind of.
What happened to blunt instruments?
He propped it behind him.
Yes. And he leant back on
and
it.
And he sat.
That's always the excuse, isn't it? I just leant back on it.
But apparently.
He was injured?
He impaled himself.
Oh, that's not funny.
Yes. But it wasn't between the cheeks. It was on a buttock.
Oh, it didn't go through to the starfish. Did it?
No, it didn't. No, just the left buttock, apparently.
I have a friend.
Have you impaled yourself before?
I haven't been impaled. By any writing instrument.
Anything else, possibly?
No, I don't think
no.
so. But I have a friend, married couple, beige,
yep.
who in the early days of being married, but they were going to a wedding, they're going out, and they had a shower, you know, like they did that crazy thing where they share the bathroom, you know.
Right, crazy.
You know that. Did you?
Yeah, couples
see,
do
I like
do that.
The bathroom to be mine.
Yeah, well, that's fine too.
Because there's just it just reeks of...
What?
I think at the time when someone else walks into... It's like when people go to the toilet with the door open.
Yes.
It's just that they want to... They're just aching to be, you know, like part of a bigger group. Do you know what
you
I mean?
You think it's too much?
It's just it's a cry for help.
It crosses the boundary.
It's a cry for help. Like, I like to have a shower. If I'm, you know, I like to enjoy my shower time.
Some people like to enjoy it together, which is fine.
You know, sometimes, you know, when we talk, you know how I've, you know, been doing, slowly getting into massage.
Yes.
Sometimes people say, can I have a shower? And I go, okay, here's a towel. And they go have a shower. And then they're kind of shocked that I'm not in the shower, what, like, talking to them.
Why would you be?
Yeah, exactly. Why would I be? Do you know? It's just foreign. There's a strange person in your house having a shower. Like, I should be in there making sure they don't steal the, you know, the body scrub. But anyway, what happened was it?
Oh, there's this, more.
No, the couple. You know, what I was telling
yes,
you.
Yes, so
they were going to a wedding,
right?
And the boy beige, he got out of the shower and he was drying himself.
Yes.
And girl beige was putting on her makeup.
Uh-huh.
And she had her lipstick liner. Sometimes the beige chicks, they do a line of lipstick. It's like a pencil.
You know more than I do.
Yeah, I've watched Napoleon do it on himself. they do.
As in Pertis.
Yes. they do like an outline. They outline the red bit.
Oh, yes.
She had a Chanel one. It was, a, you know. And anyway,
oh, no.
They were arguing. They had an argument.
Is this where the problem starts?
No. And then she got really angry, right, because she's a school teacher. She got really angry and she went to like poke the pencil in him.
Right.
But he kind of moved because it was like going for his bum and the pencil slipped off his cheek and went into that area. And do you know what? He went for a six.
Well, you would.
Because it was like, you know, it was a prostate massage with a very sharp instrument. But the worst thing was, you know why she really got angry?
What?
Because her lipstick pencil stunk.
You know, our polar bear friend.
Who?
Canute.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was reading there.
Canute.
Canute, is that how you pronounce it?
Well, I don't know. It's K-N-U-T. Maybe the K's silent. It's probably nut.
I would say nut.
Nut.
But I like Canute.
Apparently, he's going
to... Why did they call him Canute?
I have no idea. Maybe
he was... Is he from Canada?
Why would you say that?
Oh, no, he's more Scottish. Maybe Scottish-Canadian.
Oh, because why?
Because, no, because was he in some sort of training circus thing?
No, he was at the Berlin Zoo.
Oh, the Berlin Zoo. Because yeah. I thought maybe they had like a ring of fire and they wanted him to jump through it. And he goes, no, I cannot do that.
I don't know if he actually verbalised that, Benny. You think he's in a Canadian
what
accent?
What sort of polar bear is he?
No, he apparently in Germany they're going to think about stuffing him.
Why? What did he do? No, is he... Oh, he's not alive.
Because he's dead. He died a couple of days ago. Where have you been?
What? Really, he died?
Have you been under a rock? Oh. Did they find out what it was? Because there was all these... They were interviewing all these people. And
isn't
it
Easter soon?
Well, why?
What are they stuffing him with? Garlic butter.
Oh.
Because you know, in certain places, like they can eat, you can eat bear.
Can you?
Yes.
Polar?
I think, yes, the Eskimos eat polar bear.
I'm sure they do.
Have you ever eaten
a bear?
They
don't last you an entire winter.
Have you ever eaten a bear?
I haven't, no.
No?
A grizzly?
Yeah, apparently it's very tender. Have you ever had a mouthful of bear?
No, I can't say that I have. Have you?
I.
Does it sound like
that? Oh, there's that. That sounds like the lead.
Do it again.
This sounds like the, that sounds like someone asking for a beer at the lead. Now just imagine me at the lead. Because they got barrels of like of peanuts, right?
That sounds like an elephant.
They've got barrels of peanuts, and like they're all standing around because they love standing around the barrel with the peanuts in. So just imagine saying, "Excuse me," and like reaching in, and someone seeing you put a handful of nuts, and they go.
It sounded like some kind of a mission.
It does, doesn't it?
It did a little.
So I wonder what a mouthful of bear tastes like.
I wonder. Maybe you can tell me.
But you know, does it go with chips?
A mouthful of bear.
What would be the what would be on the side?
With bear?
Yeah.
It's your gamey.
It would be very gamey.
So I think you'd need a root vegetable.
I think a mouthful of bear has a high fat content.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. I think it
would. It's all the fleece. It protects the high fat.
It depends if they've been eating seal. If they've been dining on a couple of, you know, because they love blubber.
They do.
So I imagine that their meat would be very tender.
Yes, it'd be nice. You better stop yourself there, Benny.
Right. You're with the two fat lattes.
You sure are.
Your weekend has just begun.
Oh.
Shut up, Canute.
Who have we got on the line?
Well, let's just introduce him properly.
Oh, okay.
He's our Google correspondent, Shane. Remember like a couple of weeks ago, we had that dilemma about sea cucumbers.
Yes.
And Shane just gagged to help us. Well, tonight he's helping us again with Nut.
Hi, boys. How are you?
Hello. Good. Oh, look, studio audience for you, Shane.
How are you going tonight?
I'm going very well, thank you. I'm a bit sad about Canute, isn't it?
Oh, it's very sad news, but on the other hand, it could make a great meal.
it could. I wouldn't particularly go there myself.
Now, you're on your Google as we speak.
I'm on my Google, yes.
You got your hand on your rat? On your mouse?
I certainly do.
Yes. And what can you tell us about bear meat?
Bear meat? I can't find anything about the taste of it, but it sounds pretty horrendous.
Does it?
All of the recipes I'm looking at involve soaking it in salted water for at least an hour.
Oh,
and a
bit of brine.
Yes, got to get a bit of brine action going.
A bit of briny.
Yes. So
you got to soak it in salt.
Salty water, yeah.
Oh, really? And was it you that sent the message not to eat the liver? You can't eat bear liver.
Most certainly not. Don't eat the bear liver because it's high in vitamin A.
Oh. Is vitamin A bad?
In high doses, apparently.
Wow, Dr. Shane.
Even the Indians don't feed it to their dogs up there in Alaska.
Wow.
Oh. Have you ever had a mouthful of bear?
I have, but I'm loath to admit it, actually.
So you know what it tastes like?
Well, it's the other bear that I've tasted, yeah.
It's the other white meat.
That's right.
Well, that's Shane. What are we going to call you? Shane McGoogle. I don't know.
Shane McGoogle. I quite like that, yeah.
Okay.
All right, doll. Well, thank we'll you, doll. Talk to you a bit later, Shane.
Bye-bye. Okay, gentlemen.
There's a big hello here from Sean in Vancouver, Canada. We should actually try and get on the phone to Sean because he's probably had a bear in his mouth.
He's close to polar bear.
He's probably had a moose or two.
When you're a celebrity, sometimes things can go a little wrong.
Actress and TV host Tanya Zayeta has spent the night in a Queensland watch house.
More like Tanya who, Etta? What's she famous for? A TV show and a bunch of Bollywood films? Ugh, she's not even on the C list.
She was reportedly rude to security guards.
Yeah, because she told them she was an actress. The Two Fat Lattes. F-list celebrities. They'll go to the opening of a champagne bottle.
Champagne!
Joy 94.9.
We are F-list. You know what? We are so celebrity.
Can't be F-list.
Could not be. We're not even on a list.
No, that's right. And I love that.
You know how we find out about, must go to events?
How?
After the event. When everyone else goes.
They come and tell us about it.
It's okay. We're very down to earth. We are with the people. We are the people's television radio show. Whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, what's her name? Catherine Zeta-Zanita.
Tanya Zayeta.
Tanya Zayeta.
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 Yes.
Whatever. She's very, very famous.
Hugely.
Very famous. Do we know what she was? What's she famous?
She did some kind of reality show. Who Dares Wins, I think.
Who Dares Wins?
Do you remember that one that lasted for about 2 minutes?
Who Dares Wins? Mm. What was that about?
She hosted.
Oh,
it's kind of like...
But you have to be famous to become a host.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
She must have done something before that.
No.
No?
Nah.
How did that happen? She wasn't even on, you know, Stars of the Future. Remember Stars of the Future?
No.
What was the... Oh, Red... No, Burt Newton.
Safeway New Faces.
Hey, talking about Red Newton, Burt Newton, have you seen those 20 to 1... series?
Oh, they're nauseating.
What's happened?
What do you mean what's happened?
Like,
they keep playing them. That's what's happened.
But like, there's a bit of work being done
on Bert.
Yes.
Well, he is getting on a bit.
Moon turned into Mars.
He is quite round.
It's not the round that disturbs
what
me.
What disturbs you?
It's the stenciled eyelashes, the eyebrows, one. But, you know, you are, he almost looks like Liz Taylor with red hair.
Poor old Liz.
Poor Lizzie. Goodbye, Liz.
We always hear up. We never get the memo beforehand.
We don't. I didn't even know she was in hospital.
Neither did I.
I would have sent her a hamper. What would you... I would have sent her a hand. I would have sent her some marshmallows. She would have loved to, you know... She loves sucking on something soft and white. She's been known to 8 times.
You're a joy.
We do. A salute. Shall we do a salute?
Salute.
Okay. Toot. Have you seen that Whiskers commercial?
No, I haven't actually.
Oh,
I fast forward all my ads.
Yeah, I don't know why. Lately, a couple of ads have caught my attention.
Has this caught your attention?
Well, there's this strange one where there's a woman sleeping in her bed. Like she's sleeping in her, like she's in bed, and a pink pussy tries to wake her up.
Right.
She ends up with this like bright pink pussy in her face. And it's trying to wake her up.
Like, right. Why is it that colour?
The pussy's hungry. And
it's ginger.
No, it's not ginger. It's pink. It's a pink pussy.
What is that? What is that all about? What subliminal messages are they telling us?
I don't know. I think it's her. It might be some sort of... Like not an imaginary pussy. I think it might
be. Do you
think
she was dreaming?
It could be, yes.
And it wakes her up.
Something. Well, it does wake her up. eventually. The pussy really, like, smacks her in the face. Like, it's like, it's really going for it.
Wow.
Yeah. You haven't seen it?
I haven't. But
wait till you see it.
That would catch my attention, I would say.
But this pussy is really adamant that it needs to be fed.
Wow.
Whiskers, of course. Well, remember, it's like the that throat lozenger ad.
Yes.
Remember, no, it's the quickies. It's like a some sort of antacid ad.
Yeah, and what happens?
Some chick ate some sort of chili burger and then she had like gastric reflux, right? So then she takes this white tablet, but the white tablet turns into firemen, and these white firemen like go down her throat.
Oh.
And one pulls out this hose. Like they have this massive hose, and then in her gut, in her throat,
he sprays
like all this white antacid all over her throat.
Of course, it is the Homo Helpline. You're with the Lattes. And Benny, what do we have lodged so far?
We don't have very much lodged at all.
Oh, did you speak to our listener?
I wish you weren't going to ask me about it. Yes, we did. I spoke to John.
Oh, yes.
Do
you need to workshop it a bit more?
Well, we can. We can skirt around the edges of it.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure he won't mind us.
Well, maybe we can do it
just
a bit.
Doing his edges. He'd been on holidays and met someone a lot older than him at a premier destination, a holiday destination in Australia on the east coast.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good, isn't it?
Anyway, this person invited him back to his house, and his house was very palatial.
Yes.
Because, you know,
it's sounding good so far.
Yeah, let's think grey power.
Sure.
Okay. And he said that he went and he took up the invitation and went and stayed with him and had a lot of interaction.
Yes.
It was very interactive.
Very good.
It was a very interactive holiday. And he wanted to know if he had a problem.
If who had a problem?
Well, John said, "Do I have a problem?" And I said, "Well, do you have a problem?" Like, I don't know. Like, you went on holiday, you met someone.
Sounds like a good thing to me.
Anyway, so he's kind of like half this person's age.
Yes, that's...
Well, that's okay. Like,
age is but a mere number.
It is a number, Frank. It is a number. Like, sometimes, in his case, maybe a lotto number. it may be a very big house. But, yes, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Is there?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Obviously, he's got an issue with it because he's talking about it with us.
His issue is he needs our approval.
Really? Well, can we give our approval?
I'm going to give him the stamp of approval.
Yes, mine's a big red yes.
I love your big red yes. I'm going to give it a tick. Oh, why not?
Why not? If he enjoyed himself, what's wrong with that?
If no one got hurt.
No one got hurt.
So
sounds like they both had a good time.
And, you know, sometimes the... sometimes the elderly need some fun too, don't they?
I think that everyone needs fun, Benny, not just the elderly.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, tomato cheese sandwiches can get a bit boring. Sometimes you need a little bit of, you know, a bit of meatball, you know, a little bit of...
gyoza.
You need a bit of, a little bit of spice. And sometimes, someone a little bit, your junior can provide a little bit of spice.
Of course. Look, it sounded like John had a good time too.
John was having a fabulous time.
Yes.
While he was on the phone.
Oh, I get it.
Yes.
Is he still there?
Oh, no.
It's the Homo Helpline.
Now, we just mentioned about the age limits.
We did. We were talking about John's encounter.
Bobby wrote in and he sent us a text message saying, "I have the half plus seven rule when interacting with people." He says, "I am 38 years old, so divide that by 2, which is 19, plus now you add 7, which adds up to 26. He goes, "I never go out or shag anyone under the age of 26.
Now, how did he come to that conclusion? Why is it
he watches too much Sex in the City?
Oh, you reckon that's what it is?
I imagine that sounds like some sort of complicated plan that Carrie Bradshaw walking down the street in high heel shoes and shopping bags has come up with whilst trying to eat a cupcake. I don't think there is.
Does it have to be that? It has to be so scientific.
Well,
or mathematical. Can't it just happen the way it happens?
Well, I'm open to anyone that'll talk to me. Basically.
So you wouldn't go half your age plus seven.
Oh no.
No.
If they're willing to negotiate the checkbook's open. Why not? There's not negotiable.
Right. Are we talking monetarily?
No. There's just
the hairy checkbook.
The hairy checkbook. Why limit yourself?
Why, indeed?
The universe has put us here with all our senses intact.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you should use those senses to all their ability.
You know, I never usually agree with you, Benny, but, you know, tonight I'm going to.
Are you?
I am.
So why, you know...
Why limit yourself?
Why limit yourself? Why have limitations?
What if that person that Bobby's now, seeing that's is not under saying, 26 and he's absolutely enamored with him?
Now, the thing
what
is...
What would happen?
That's not to say... There's being open to the universe and then there's being choosy. I mean, it's not like you're easy.
No.
I'm not saying just, you know, go out there and just be willy-nilly. I mean, you have to draw some lines in the sand.
Of course.
Don't you?
There are selection
but
criteria.
But then on the other hand, you don't want a shopping list.
No.
There's nothing worse than people with shopping lists.
I think if you connect, that's kind of part of the equation, isn't it?
Hey, if they're breathing... Bring it on. Bring it on, guy. You know what I'm saying? Oh, even a nice Les will do. We've got another international listening to
really?
Us, docking with us. Darren in Frankfurt in Germany has just docked with us.
Hello, so Darren.
A big kiss to...
kiss.
Oh, well, he says kisses here from Frankfurt. So we're going to return the kisses.
On his Frankfurt.
We are curious what the Homo Helpline thinks of Costco. Costco for
now,
homos.
We've done this before.
Now, thank God you don't do that anymore, do you?
I haven't been to Costco since it opened.
Regardless of the brand, you just don't do.
Oh no!
Are you doing?
I don't do magazine.
You're not doing bulk buy.
No bulk buys.
Because it's not.
I'm on my own now.
Hello. It's kind
There's
of
no
pointless.
Necessity for
yes,
it.
Yes, it's kind of pointless.
What do you do with, you know, 20 kilos of beef?
And, you know, like all the rainbows that, you know, they were going there and they were going there full on and they all came back saying
it's lost its shine.
Well, they all came back. I think how many times a year can you buy toilet paper?
Well, how many?
Because that's what the rainbows were doing.
Well, it's on sale too in the other stores.
I was really taken aback by the amount of gay that had toilet paper needs. Like, you know, they were buying big time.
Well, they don't want to run out, Benny.
But, you know, their pantries were full of it. It was just, you know.
Dunny paper.
It was just dunny paper.
You can tell they're good cooks then.
It's been one of the most controversial things on television for a long time. The Glee gay kiss. We never thought it'd happen. And then all of a sudden...
Big news breaking today. Glee gay kiss outrage.
It doesn't matter what I think. What matters is what the Bible says.
Oh, shut up, woman. The Two Fat Lattes. Always gleeful about a couple of guys kissing.
It's a great way to let kids know it's okay to be gay.
Joy 94.9.
Gay is okay.
Gay is absolutely
gay is
okay.
Fabulate, lady. Isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's fabulous.
They should have more gay kissing at 7:30 at night.
Oh, yeah, and a couple of 69ers. That wouldn't hurt. Oh, come on.
That might be just a little bit too racy, Benny.
It's like play school, but gay school. You know, we're going to look through the arched window. You know, remember the clock?
Yes.
We should have the fat latte clock, and today we're going to look through the 69 window.
What will we see there?
The show should be brought to you by the number
69.
Remember, like...
And today's word is docking.
Remember that one? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, yes. 1169. Nick, who wrote in, he says, "You guys are hilarious. I'm lying in my bed listening." He's got are you being served on the television? But he's taking the sound down and he's listening to the two fat lattes. See, I feel like I'm Mrs. Slocum because, you know, because I was telling
you. I could do the other dude.
Are you free?
Mr. Humphreys.
Mr. Humphreys.
You can be Mr. Humphreys and I'll be Mrs. Slocum.
Going up.
Frank, have you seen my pussy? Its fur fell off.
I'm trying to get my pussy on the food.
Can't do it.
Oh, come on, do it.
What did Mr. Harvey? Well, I remember. Well, are you free?
Take a look. I've got my pussy here. She's got a condition. Her fair fella. Can you see?
I can see your pussy from here.
It's patches.
And that was another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Catch them again 7 till 9 Friday nights on Joy 94.9.
Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
This podcast proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media. Voiceovers and audio production. Producer Paul speaking.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.